summary. The walls, the wall around Jerusalem, it was built in less than 2 months. One man had a vision, Nehemiah. The others followed, and then it came to happen. Now for us, what does that mean? If God shows a project for a leader, a humble, earnest, wise leader burning on with fire for the Lord, spiritual fire, and if people follow him, what could happen? In no time. We see tens of years. Nothing happened. They started a little bit and then they collapsed. But then, in less than 2 months, how could that be? They worked together on one project. Nearly all of them. They were united, not quarreling, working. They had the same vision in mind as Nehemiah. We want to build the wall. First, it was only him. And it was not easy to bring them into movement. But once they were on the move and worked, they could see when working, it's going to happen. We will manage. We will succeed in building the wall. And higher and higher and higher. And it's always more and more difficult the higher the wall is, isn't it? Because a stone is heavy, isn't it? And if you need take such stones, it would be easy for the enemies to throw away the stone. So you need big ones. And big ones are heavy. And you have to lift them up. And there was no technical equipment as in our days, when there is a special machine and there it is. They had to lift up heavy weights. And the higher the wall, the heavier the weights. The stones are heavier, the higher they have to be built up on the wall. But they succeeded because they worked together on one project. Now imagine, God shows us something, a work for him, and we unite and start working. This can happen in our days. We built walls of other kinds. We can do a lot of things for the Lord if we are willing to. Here is the point. They were willing because they thought of one who is Lord. They had not yet experienced Jesus' sacrifice. Nevertheless, they worked for the Lord. We have now even this sacrifice in mind, that Jesus left everything, becoming a human being, becoming tired here on earth as a human being. The leader of the universe that doesn't know what it is being but tired, who is full of power and energy, who made all these solar systems in the universe. He is tired and has to sleep, as we see in the story on the boat, on the sea of Gennesaret, when the storm came. We know what he did, how he humbled himself. Let's unite and build another wall for him.